This is 5 Minute Friday!
I am extremely excited about our guest, Liz Gilbert. In her early career, she worked as a journalist for publications like Spin and GQ and the New York Times Magazine, and she has won multiple awards for her books. She just celebrated the 10-year anniversary for Eat, Pray, Love, which was a worldwide phenomenon, and she is now an internationally recognized author and speaker. She's been on Oprah's Super Soul Sessions. She's been on tour with Oprah. She's spoken all over the world, got a lot going on, and man, this was one of my favorite interviews to do.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
You know, what I feel like doesn't work is, and it doesn't work for me, and some, for some people maybe it does, is this kind of like getting yourself up for something by pumping your arms in the air and being like, I'm the greatest. And the reason it doesn't work for me is because there's this very reasonable, sane part of my mind that's like, well, probably not. Like, there's all sorts of evidence that I might not be.
You're a human being.
But guess what, Lewis? I'm not the worst either.
Right.
And there's a huge amount of real estate between the worst and the greatest. And I'm somewhere in there, and I'll take my place in there where I am. And I'm just happy to be in the game.
Yeah, I hear you. It's interesting. I do some speaking every now and then, not 20,000 with Oprah right now, but
you will.
But I do a lot of it my own way.
Yeah.
And I remember about a year and a half ago, just it started to pick up more, and I was working with a coach on just my business stuff, and I called him like 15 minutes before, and I was like, I'm just a little nervous right now. I want to do a really great job, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, it's all good, but the thing is to focus on. You shouldn't be nervous if you're focusing on them. When you focus on yourself,
right?
Then you're going to be nervous of how you look. What if I mess up? What if I slip? What if I stumble? What if I look bad? It's all concerned
about
how you look, how you show up. Instead, he's like, easiest way to shift out of that is to focus on service and being in service. You're not going to look perfect.
Right.
And people are going to accept you for who you are when you're authentic and real. And
right.
And not looking so polished is going to look, you know.
How do you serve them with?
More.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I felt was like, you were here to show them, go do your job and help, you know, serve. That's it.
So go when we
serve.
Come from that place,
it's better.
It may not look perfect, but it's going to be perfect in that moment.
There's
right?
this poet, the poet Mark Nepo. I was recently having a conversation with him. And he said something so wonderful. He said, we live in a culture where everybody's trying to figure out how to get more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I get more a bigger platform? How do I get more likes? How
the
do
audience,
I get more of an
more
audience?
Sales.
How do I get more sales? How do I get more attention? And he said, that's not that that's an insignificant question, But there's another question, which is, while you're spending all your energy focused on getting attention, what are you giving your attention to? That's the soul question. Like, what is so worthy to you that you will actually devote your attention to giving rather than getting? So if you're giving your attention to your audience, it's a lot more beautiful exchange than
you'll
if you're
the
like,
audience.
Can I get you guys to look at me?
Right, right. Yes.
Versus what can I get? My friend Glennon Doyle Melton, who's fantastic.
Had her on here. She's amazing.
She said constantly people are coming up to her and saying, how can I get a bigger platform on my page? How can I get a bigger platform? And she says, by serving the platform you already have. Because if all you're thinking about with your platform is how can I get more numbers, you're not even paying attention to the people who are already giving you their energy. Mm-hmm. Serve them and the rest of it will take care of itself. There's a story I've told before, but I find it so remarkable. When we did the tour, there was a young girl who came with her parents and she was there as a guest of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, teenage girl. So she was there with her mom and her dad. Her little sister was probably about 9, and this girl was about 15. And I don't know what her condition was, but Lewis, she was there with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Right, so something.
She's very ill. Yeah. You know, like, obviously something's not right, good with this. She's a young person who's either very sick or dying, right?
Yeah.
And she, her wish had been to come and meet Oprah Winfrey and to come to this event.
That's
and
cool.
So Oprah went on stage at one point and just said, in this very poised and beautiful way, she took a moment and said, we have a special guest in the audience today. And I can't remember her name. You know, just make up a name. She's like, you know, this is Kelly. She's here as a gift of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And can you stand up? And she put the spotlight on her. And everyone's like weeping because they don't even know, but they know. Like, you know, everyone knows what that means. Mm. And that alone was beautiful, generous, empathetic, humane. That's Oprah, right? But then she did something after that that I was like, oh, that's why you're you and nobody else is you. Hmm. She said, we have another very special guest in the audience today. And I was so honored to be able to meet this young woman backstage and talk to her. And she reminds me of myself at her age. She's loves reading and she's passionate about school and she loves music and she loves to dance and she is really interested in animals and she's just the most vivacious, spirited young woman I've never met. And that's Kelly's little sister. And she puts the spotlight on the 9-year-old who's the little sister of the girl who's very sick. And I was like, oh my God, of course that kid gets no attention. Right? Of course that kid gets no attention.
So all the focus is on
because
Kelly. Or,
Kelly's got the glamour of, you know, and Kelly's very ill and her probably requires a huge amount of attention because she has a serious disease of some sort. But she also has the glamour of suffering around her. And this kid has probably just been, as much as doesn't mean her parents don't love her, they just don't have time and energy. They have a very sick daughter. And I was like, oh my God. And that little girl stood up and she put the spotlight on her and she was just beaming. Like she just like took up the whole arena. She's like, hi. You know, she's like, and for Oprah to say, you remind me of myself.
Oh my God.
You know, like you remind me of myself. You're just like me. You're great. I was like, that's why you're Oprah Winfrey. I mean, it's good enough that you did the first step. But you saw the next thing that nobody else would see. And that's, again, not about how am I getting attention, but who am I giving attention to?
Wow.
And I see her do that in every room that she's in. Just pick the person who isn't getting the attention and see them.
Wow.
You know, and make them feel seen. And that's why she's her and nobody else is. Because I think after a certain level, people stop giving attention and only try to hold on to the attention that they have or get more.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/L-E-W-I-S.